This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for February 25. Today's Bible verse is from the book of John, chapter 13, verses 1 to 5. It says there, "Having loved his own who were in this world, Jesus loved them to the very end." The evening meal was in progress. The devil had already prompted Judas to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured the water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. End of quote. Albert Hubbard said, "A friend is someone who knows all about you and still loves you." End of quote. Bible says Jesus Christ knows all about you and still loves you unconditionally. You see, God's love is not according to any feelings. It comes from his determination to love you no matter what. While the Son of God, Jesus Christ, was in this world, he loved his own who were in this world to the very end of his earthly life. Beloved, Jesus Christ was 100% God, and he was 100% man. The theologian calls this hypostatic union. The perfect God and perfect man, but with no sin in Jesus. That was the status of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, in his incarnation. You see, even though Jesus is God and perfect, he loved imperfect people like you and me. And he loved his disciples to the very end. No shortcomings or imperfections stopped him from loving and serving them. Jesus even loved and washed the feet of Judas, although he knew in advance that he is going to betray him to be crucified. Dear ones, in those days, it was the cultural custom that the lowliest slave or a servant would do the most disliked function of washing the dirty filled feet of people who enter the house. Our Bible insight says, because Jesus knew God the Father had given him all power and authorities, and because he knew that he came from God and going back to God, he loved them to the very end, and even washed the dirty feet of his disciples. As he was in the evening meal, he took off his outer clothes, placed a towel around his waist, and began to wash the disciples' feet and dried them. Dearly beloved, the knowledge of who you are in Jesus Christ, the knowledge of who loves you unconditionally, whom you belong, and the bright hope of your future inheritance in heaven after your death should all motivate you to love unconditionally and serve others even with the lovely duties. You see, you are a child of God who owns the whole earth and the universe. God loves you unconditionally and the way you are. The Holy Spirit of God sealed you for future inheritance in heaven that can never perish, spoil, or fade, which is kept for you. 1 Peter 1:4. When you came to Jesus Christ and accepted him as your Savior, your future address was changed forever from hell with the devil who hates you to a beautiful and glorious place called heaven, where you would spend eternity with God. Therefore, Jesus said this, and it is recorded in verse 33 to 34, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." End of quote. In other words, Jesus says to you, loving others is not an option. It is a commandment, and he set the perfect example for us to follow. If you are a believer in Jesus, you must love all. Even if you do not like them, you must love them. Love should not be based on your preferences or feelings. You are expected to love, respect, and serve all people without distinction, discriminations, and conditions. Dearly beloved, you may have heard about Jesus Christ, the Savior of the whole world, the Son of God, who died in your place for all of your sins. and paid all your sins and shortcomings with His divine and sinless blood. Let me ask you this question. Have you accepted Him as your Savior and Lord yet? Got a moment for today's prayer? May I invite you to make that important decision today in a small prayer with me. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I choose eternal life today by accepting your Son Jesus Christ, who died and paid off all my sins and shortcomings. I accept Him as my Savior and Lord. Please come to my life. I repent of my sin and turn to You today. Please cleanse me today. Please save me and bless me today. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.